Now, the rest of the story. Ever since her graduation from Smith College, 1934, Miss McWilliams lived what she called a butterfly life. She was a career girl all the way. She'd worked as a department store publicist in New York and Los Angeles. When World War II broke out, she joined the Office of Strategic Services hoping to become a spy. Instead, Miss McWilliams became a file clerk for the OSS, first in Washington, D.C., and then in Ceylon. Her old school friends, many of whom had by now become thoroughly domesticated, were much impressed by Miss McWilliams' free spirit. She was, and apparently always would be, the irrepressible butterfly, flitting from flower to clover in a passionately joyous quest for adventure. But it was in Ceylon, while employed by the OSS, that Miss Butterfly, well, she discovered romance. And his name was Paul, and he was a map maker for Strategic Services, 10 years her senior. The two met on the porch of a tea planter's bungalow, and before either knew what had happened, they were in love. When Paul was transferred to China, so was Miss McWilliams. And one day the romantic merry-go-round ground to a halt. The war was over. OSS workers were returning home. And it was not until Miss McWilliams and her beau arrived in the United States that both began to reconsider their confirmed bachelorhood. There was one significant obstacle in their path to matrimony. Paul was a gourmet, an avid appreciator of fine foods and wines. Miss McWilliams, the irrepressible, heretofore untamable career girl, had never learned to cook. Miss McWilliams was 34, had never learned to cook, had passionately devoted her young womanhood to work and travel, but now she wanted to settle down and get married, but there was this problem. Paul, the man she wanted to marry, was critically astute as a gourmet. Miss McWilliams could barely boil water. When she'd been a small girl, growing up in Pasadena, California, her parents employed an authoritarian cook who would allow no one else in the kitchen. Later in college, Miss McWilliams paid little attention to food, and still later, as a career girl accustomed to apartment dwelling, she cooked out of cans on a hot plate. And even then, she managed to ruin almost everything she prepared for herself. But now, there was this wonderful man in her life, the man, and the way to his heart was definitely, undeniably, unalterably through his stomach. So there can be no question about what happened next. Miss McWilliams, the career girl who could not tell a pot from a skillet, enrolled in a cooking school. She studied her quiche and her cakes and her steaks and her sauces solely for the purpose of landing her man, and that she did. She and Paul were married in September of 1946, and the former Miss McWilliams gained much more than a husband. You see, the young lady whose butterfly life did not include the culinary arts until her 34th year, the career woman whose first interest in fine cuisine coincided with her love for a gourmet, brought her married name to your television screen and made it synonymous with, of all things, expertise in the kitchen. That's right. You know the former Miss McWilliams, the butterfly girl who got her man with a saucepan, as Julia Child. Only now you know the rest of the story.